Well, good morning everybody, and thank you for joining me again on this lovely Wednesday morning. Usually I record this on Tuesday, so apologies that it's a little bit late today. But this should be coming out now soon, so let's hope you catch it on Facebook and YouTube and podcasting. We live in a culture that's obsessed with being young and youthfulness. And there's a bit of a discrepancy if we look at our culture versus the culture of the kingdom of God. We'll see that the focus isn't on physical youthfulness. I mean, we just have to look in the Clicks catalog and see all the anti-aging, anti-wrinkle cream and all that kind of thing, and the special face wash and whatever. But do we look to God's word to see how we can remain youthful in our faith, in our spirits? And that's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to read from Psalm 92. I'm going to look at verses 12 through to 15, Psalm 92. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green, fresh and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." So there's a definite difference here between our culture of wanting to look physically youthful and God's culture of remaining youthful in our faith, youthful in our spirit. Jesus said in Matthew 18, 3 verse 4, he brought the child in front of the disciples, and he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you become like this child, you will not enter the kingdom of God." But he assumes the lowly position of this child will be the greatest in the kingdom, the lowly position, the humble position. He wasn't talking about being youthful in appearance, but because of the child's status in life, because of his position in the social order, he was a humble, lowly person, in a humble, lowly position. And that's where we need to be in our faith, in our lives. We need to be youthful like children in our faith, just trusting in God. I mean, I'm sure you've seen these videos of these really old people who are sort of falling apart physically. But somebody reads them a scripture verse or plays them a song, a worship song, and you just see how they light up inside. You get these old tannies who maybe not can't hear you so well, or you struggle with them a little bit at church because they want to talk, or they're busy in the kitchen and you know how to do it better, whatever it is. But they get so happy and light up when the pastor's talking, or when you send them an encouraging verse or something. I'm sure we've all experienced this, and that's people who are old physically but are young spiritually, young in their faith. Now the psalm is really encouraging in verse 14. Even in old age, these trees still produce fruit. Not physical fruit, but spiritual fruit, the fruits of the Spirit, even in old age. And while they'll declare in verse 15, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. He is our sustainer, our provider. And because of him, we can remain youthful in our spirits. We can remain youthful in our faith." So let's check our priorities today. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to want to look youthful physically, but the priority in God's kingdom, in God's culture, is to be like the children, to be humble, to be young in our faith, in our spirit, in our service to him, that we'll just be in awe of who he is, that we'll produce the fruits of the Spirit because of who he is, not because of us. It's not about us. It's not about us wanting to look better. It's about God's kingdom. It's all about him being useful in our faith for him. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word to us again this morning. Thank you that you have allowed us to be youthful forever. Not physically. One day we'll get new bodies, we know that. But thank you that in our spirits, in our faith, we can be youthful. And I pray that you help us to become like the humble children, that we won't be proud or arrogant or want to look youthful or be youthful for ourselves, but that we will remain youthful in our faith and our spirit, so that all glory goes back to you, that you are our rock, our fortress, I'll provide, and that our youthful spirits may be so longing after you as our provider, as our source of youthfulness. We bless you for that. Thank you that you are provider of youthfulness, not physically, but spiritually, and that's where we want to be today. We bless you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.